Pennsylvania Real Estate Headlines. Eneter Online launches Washington County, PA public records search tool. Eneter Online provides a centralized portal for accessing Washington County, Pennsylvania public records, property tax information, and assessor data. Real estate professionals in PA can streamline due diligence and property research with direct access to Washington County official records and tax assessments. Bookmark this resource for quick lookups on Washington County PA properties. https://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/pa/counties/washington/. Pennsylvania Real Estate Headlines. PA Agents, How Commissions Work and Who Pays, Per Bankrate. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, usually as a percentage of the home's sale price, and who covers the cost. Pennsylvania agents need clear, defensible ways to explain commission structures to buyers and sellers navigating today's transaction environment. Review the breakdown to sharpen your commission conversations. /www.bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees/commissions/. Pennsylvania Real Estate Headlines. Allegheny County Property Record Search. PA pros gain access to assessment data. Allegheny County offers a property record search tool that provides access to property assessment records, tax information, building details, and owner history. Real estate professionals in PA can leverage this centralized resource to verify property details, assess tax liabilities, and inform client decisions in the Allegheny County market. Bookmark the Allegheny County Property Record Search to streamline due diligence on local transactions. Pennsylvania Real Estate Headlines. Understanding Realtor Commissions and Fees in Pennsylvania. A refresher for PA pros. A guide explains that a Pennsylvania realtor is a licensed professional hired by sellers or buyers to assist with real estate sales, purchases, or leasing transactions. PA real estate professionals benefit from clarity on how commissions and fees function within the state's regulatory framework. Review the fundamentals at http://realestateu.com/understandingrealtorcommissionsandfeesinpennsylvania/. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.